What's up, guys? My name is Leighton Boer. I'm your host of the podcast called Leighton Minutes. I'm super excited to bring you a podcast in 10 minutes or less, because in this crazy world, sometimes that is all we got. In those 10 minutes, we are going to get after our overall health, nutrition, and mindset, provide you amazing content in order to transcend you to a brand new level physically, mentally, and emotionally. With that being said, sit back, relax, enjoy yourself some Leighton Minutes. In the meantime, keep moving, stay uncommon, and be scrappy. What's happening, guys? Welcome back to another podcast of Leighton Minutes. I'm your host, Leighton Boer. Thank you so much for joining me. We're going to do some simple nutrition today. Okay, just go over the basics. It's pretty hard to beat the basics. I'm a simple kind of dude, so I'm going to give you some simple stuff. You know, my number one recommendation is purely this. Eat real whole food and limit your crap food. Well, duh. But what is food versus crap food? And these are some awesome little acronyms. So, you know, your food, F for food, is fruits and vegetables from the perimeter of the grocery store. Okay, that's what your F for food starts for. Okay, your O is your organic lean meats like chicken, beef, eggs, and turkey. Your other O would be your omega-3 fatty acids, your nuts, and your seeds. D would be drink more water. That's what we want to eat more of. We want to eat more food. Okay, and we want to eat less what? Crap. We want to eat less crap. So the C stands for carbonated beverages. You know, your sodas. My pop drinkers out there, wherever you're from. Your R would be your refined white sugar and flour. Your A would be your artificial flavors like Equal, Splenda, Sweet and Low. Those fancy sweeteners. P would be your processed foods. Anything with a paragraph of ingredients. Holy smokes, that's a lot of ingredients. And that is what CRAP stands for, okay? C-R-A-P. Eat less crap, eat more food, baby. Alrighty. And then diving into your nutrition 101, I say I personally live by the 80-20 rule, where 80% of my nutrition is clean, and the other 20% isn't perfect. You know, that way it provides me room to enjoy some guilty pleasures while maintaining and building a healthier lifestyle I want to have for myself, honestly. You know, no one's perfect. We're all humans. And if you get caught up in the all or nothing mentality where it's like, oh, I'm either all in or are you really going to be all in the rest of your life? Bull crap. No, you're not. I don't care who you are, whether you're an all or nothing kind of person or not, you're not. Okay, so make sure that you understand that. Make sure that you are allowing yourself grace. That should be the title of this podcast. Allow yourself grace, not just nutrition 101. All right? So I hope that makes sense. That's in your face a little bit. You know, real food versus crap food. I'm going to go over some eat this rather than that. So this is just some general stuff. Instead of your white rice, you know, eat quinoa. I know that's one of those funky words. I always say, you know, if you can't pronounce it, make sure you don't eat it, except quinoa. That's a funny joke. That's a knee slapper. Definitely eat quinoa. Quinoa is good for you. But also, other than white rice, I mean, cauliflower is super underrated. That's one of the goats, in my opinion. Definitely eat cauliflower instead of your white rice. You can do brown rice, but quinoa is better. Cauliflower is better. You know, your wheat bread. Really don't think there's that much of a difference between your wheat bread and your white bread. I like to stir the pot. I like to ruffle some feathers. I really don't, though. I don't think there's that much of a difference. Honestly, we can survive just fine without grains in general. But if you're going to have them, try Ezekiel bread, sprouted grain, super clean, super lean, amazing live enzymes in it, you know, for your gut, and a great source of protein and a lean source of carbs that are giving you great energy. Mashed potatoes, like I said, cauliflower is the goat. It's super underrated. If you guys don't know what goat means, it means greatest of all time. I'm all about the acronyms today. But instead of mashed potatoes, you do mashed cauliflower. Boom. Mic drop. Instead of mayonnaise, we can do mashed avocado. Something that I like to, well, we just talked about, two little food sources there. In the morning, I like to switch up my eggs and I do one slice of Ezekiel toast with half or a third of an avocado. I'll mash it up and I'll spread it on there like I would, you know, spread mayo basically. Not saying I would have mayo on toast with eggs, but, you know, if someone were, you could. French fries. Instead of French fries, you got sweet potato fries. Duh, we're all about taking baby steps. You know, it's just like you guys training and working out your body. You got to train your taste buds. It may not taste super nice right away, but, you know, you don't have to have it plain Jane. You know, lightly butter it up, salt it. You can throw some honey on and cinnamon, crazy stuff. That's what got me to fall in love with it. I used to hate sweet potatoes. Now I freaking love sweet potatoes. Your white pasta, this is my favorite one. This is like a staple in the American diet. You know, family night, we're having spaghetti. Like my brother would say, buschetti growing up. Couldn't say it. But have spaghetti squash. You cut it in half, you throw it in the oven, or you just leave it in its shell because it can be super hard to cut. You can leave it in its shell, throw it in the crock pot, boom. You scrape it out, and it, you know, it's fork tender. You scrape it out with a fork, and it comes out like spaghetti. You can go to Target. You can buy a super cheap spiralizer, and you can cut off the ends of a zucchini and make zoodles. And your kids, I guarantee, would fall in love with helping you make zoodles because it comes out like a chichilla. You know, you see the whole product on one side, and then you start turning the crank, you spin the wheel, and it comes out like spaghetti on the other side. If you don't try that, you know, I don't have kids yet, but that's something that I'm going to definitely try with my kids because I think they're going to get a kick out of it because I'm still a kid, I feel like, and I get a kick out of it. Your sugar and your artificial sweeteners. Stevia in the raw form. That is, I'll definitely take that over your, like I said, your Equal, your Sweet and Low, your Splenda garbage there. Your soy sauce, this one is a super good one. We tried this in one of our challenges at the gym. Coconut aminos. Bragg's makes a good coconut aminos, and that simulates your soy sauce. That way you avoid all the high sodium content. Bragg's also is that brand that makes that super good apple cider vinegar. So that's a great brand to trust. Your white pasta, once again, they have brown rice pasta. You can do zoodles, spaghetti squash. I must have had that on my list twice. Sorry about that. Your peanut butter, have your nut butters, like your sun butters, your sunflower seed butters, your almond butters. Those are going to be leaner. They're going to have higher vitamin E content, which is going to be better for your immunity. To be honest, I love peanut butter. I do. I love, love, love peanut butter. It's dangerous. So, I mean, when you get it, make sure that you get the all-natural kind. It's just like when we talked about on our previous episodes of your protein bars, you're looking at the ingredients. Whenever you're looking at food, you're always looking at the ingredients. Make sure it's all natural. Like, you can get peanut butter, guys, that says peanuts. That's it. Peanuts. Make sure I enunciate that. That'd be embarrassing. Crackers. Instead of crackers, you could do rice cakes. Okay, and then you could throw that almond butter on those rice cakes. In your face, that's a good swap out. Your butter, your canola, and your vegetable oil. My mom, I'm talking to you. If you're listening, I'm so proud of her. She's making huge strides. Coconut oil instead, grapeseed oil instead. You got avocado oil instead, extra virgin olive oil instead of your butter, canola, and vegetable oil. Your table salt, guys, instead, get that super cute pink-looking stuff, the Himalayan pink salt. That's another goat right there. It's a really good one that gives you good electrolytes. Your tortilla. So my carb peeps, which is me and everyone else in this planet, have a lettuce wrap instead. Like when you're going to, you know, a place where you're loading up, or maybe you're wanting it at home. Whether you're having it at Chipotle, I love Chipotle, or you're having it at home, like I said, have a naked burrito or have a lettuce wrap. Or like I said, you know, have a cleaner pita wrap. They also have those Ezekiel wraps, like I said, Ezekiel bread over your wheat bread. They have Ezekiel wraps. Then my last one, guys, for instant oats, instead of instant oats, have steel cut or rolled oats. That's going to be minimally processed, and that's going to be the best. So that's some of my Nutrition 101. Where am I at for time? Oh, my God. Okay, I got to hurry. I got 30 seconds. We got to get this under 10 minutes. You guys got to remind me of that. And then just going over your macronutrients. Eating healthy fat will not make you fat. Okay, fat has a bad rap, but a balanced diet contains healthy fats like nuts, avocados, eggs, coconut, and grapeseed oil. Okay, your carbohydrates. Not all carbs are bad, guys. Everyone thinks carbs are bad. Oh my God, carbs are bad. There's good carbs out there. Vegetables and fruits are carbs. Mind blown. Good carbs include whole grains as well, brown rice, fruit, and green veggies, like I said, and protein. Maintain and rebuild muscles by eating beef, chicken, eggs, turkey, fish, or drinking supplements. There's obviously a lot of lean proteins that come from other than just meat sources too, okay? That comes with your veggies, even like your sweet potatoes, your seeds, your lentils, your legumes. But I hope this helps, guys. We're out of time. Have a great day. Keep moving, stay in common, and be scrappy.